Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Gack. The scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. I grew up with modest means. My parents and I immigrated to this country with a few suitcases and lots of hope. They had lost everything to both the Germans and the Russians. Going back home was not an option. As a child, I knew that we lived in an environment which was different than our neighbors, and I could not wait to get away. So I joined the Air Force, looking for adventure. My adventure turned out to be being married and fathering a child at 19. I held part-time jobs since my Air Force pay was not enough to feed us. We were in dire straits, and then my friend Bill Holloway of Forest City, Arkansas, showed up at our door with groceries and diapers. I was shocked and eternally grateful. As I expressed my gratitude, he just replied that to give to others in need is what he was taught. I've tried to find Bill in the years that have passed without success. Every time I have the opportunity, I pass on Bill's legacy by helping others. So where do you think that a country boy from Arkansas learned such generosity? I bet it was from reading and living the Bible. Bill was certainly not a wealthy individual, but he was full of light because his eyes were good. As Jesus says, you cannot love both God and money. I have been fortunate in my life. I want for nothing, have a wonderful family, and a shameful number of toys. Given that, nothing gives me more pleasure than to make someone else's life just a little easier. I pray that my eyes will always strive to be good. Our eyes can be used to see that which is good or evil, that which is beneficial or harmful, and the things we see and perceive affect our whole being. If we perceive goodness, that will radiate outward from within our hearts and minds. But if we allow our eyes to linger on evil, we are so affected by what we see that darkness actually begins to emanate from within and can corrupt us and those around us and blot out the light. Let us pray. Father, help me keep my sight focused on what is good. Keep me aware that earthly goods have no value in your kingdom unless it is used to serve the needy. I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.